You got the show. They support the television. They have a big government. They're out there. Before I start the show, I'd like to say one thing about it. So, good to see you. Not too much, you know, but I could have gone to promise I'd run a little by the good thing I've done, but he's giving an earthly spell. So I've run a little for a couple of stuff about money that you and we mentioned that we said up in the morning, the end of the year, it says that our volunteer question was, what to do? Well, I have the right to, and I'll be telling you how the right to hold the stuff. So I'm giving you my thanks, I tell you stuff like this, calling the Edmund Shemeshev, and actually finish first in the morning, the end of the year, it's put up that one. That if you don't, if you do an Eric's one, you're not interested in building a big family dish, you're not interested in bringing components, and you have no right to the land. You only have a right to live in Eric's itself. If you believe in God, and you train ultimately to build a Beit HaMikdash there. Eretz Yisrael has different inyanim, so different aspects. So one aspect simply is that Eretz Yisrael is a Chepkesh HaMikdash. That's why our salvation used to say a very dry thing. A Chepkesh HaMikdash, like a movement, like an Esher. Living in Esher doesn't have any Kedusha all year long. But it's an object that gives you the ability to fulfill the mitzvah. So Eretz Yisrael is a place that from being an object, it's an area that gives you the opportunity of fulfilling the mitzvah, for truly the mitzvah. The shmita yod, and that meant it wouldn't have to be given to us, Dr. Moshe. Every building that we live in gives you the opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah market. If you build a house, give you that opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah market. So all the buildings in the world belong to the Jews, because the Baruch Shalom gave us all the buildings with which you can fulfill the mitzvah market. And the mitzvah is built in, not so just because there is a building in the place. So you can fulfill the mitzvah of Shulah Tamayis and Shulah Tamayis, doesn't it belong to us? If you have a moment of an answer, you have to buy a moment of an answer. Only a certain moment of the world belongs to the Jews, and all the Allah has asked, and all the Allah belongs to the Jews, because anything you have to do with the mitzvah, not necessarily so. If you pay for it, if you buy it, it's yours, and if you give it away, you're taken away, so it's not yours. That's it. And so it's given by Rabbah Amin to the Jewish people, because it's the Makam HaMikdash. The Mishnah says in our service came with the Esther Kedusha thing, the intended in level of the Kedusha, the standard in the world. So the first level of Kedusha goes to the Kedusha as it goes to the rest of the world. And the Mishnah gives you what's the relevant significance of Kedusha for us. The first thing that you mark is from the Mises and you fulfill the Mishnah, she is in the Eva. The Mishnah says that when you name the two cardinals, the one cardinal faith of her, Mincha Sa'oma, that's brought on the first day of cardinal faith, the second day of faith. And one cardinal shavuot, also from grain. So these two cardinals are over from barley, from soil, and shavuot is from wheat. These two cardinals in barley and wheat have to have grown their extract. The growth of itself is not acceptable to the meat. But the warm of being in the colorful thing, the mission of food sticks out such awkward being. So anyway, you don't have to do it. As opposed to Kishmara, that you have to remove some ice and sheet of the earth, and that can she complain about the real stuff. It's not even that scary in that you can only bring ball in your wheat for the purpose of the leg of the purpose of the shell leg and the blue leg. So I'm not invented in the commentary on that Mishnah that came in the country Ultra Asifra, as a commentary on the listing of the execution. So he explains what the Kabbalah is. That's what I told you, comes with the same sentences. But that time the Ramanathan Zenda has the same view. Ramanathan Zenda is a great girl. We're going to work together in the war. The first chapter on this time of the year. The shot that they give is the following. Very interesting. That the Mishnah is not listing all the different traditions that is here in the world in different locations. Kedushas Mokh. This is listing off 10 levels of Kedushas Amigdash. That is good. So first, it says the ultimate level of Kedusha is in the Kedushas Kedushi in Beit Shnei Abadi. And we have the yarn in between the bottom that has more of a mutton coverage than the rest of the Kodesh HaKadosh. And then the Kodesh HaKadosh is going down there. Then the Kodesh HaKadosh has more Kedusha than the Echo. And the Echo has more Kedusha than the Hunamah on the Seah. Then you see the Mizrach and the Echo has a lower level of Kedusha. Then the rest of the Isaiah has a lower level of Kedusha. And as you go down, you send it, there is the Kedusha for Echo's work. So the Mishnah is implying that the Torah has an extension of Kedusha HaKadosh. Hayır, görmek için tanıdık görsün, ben hiç muhakkak değil. Böyle ben şey yapmaya vurup durduğu, lakin o dedi, bunu da dışkıyla bir kıyısı meşhur edin. Ve az bir akşam, bir tabi konuya alakası yok. Ben hiç ne ben? Demiş ya, dedi, benim alaka yok da. Ben yapardım, hani bu hayırlarla kılışık üniversiteli karışıklar. Demiş, bizim bu, the various levels of kılışık tanıdık gösterir, bir Find the level of vicious energy, has a lower level of vicious energy. In addition to having a vicious heart, in addition to being a sex which I mix with, with which you think of not a place where you can fulfill certain mysteries, you rest the world you can, but it still has a lower level of vicious energy. So that aspect of energy sort of giving that one idea, that's when you can learn and say, it's because if I'm not able to understand what spirit do I get out of this world, that's because it's the holy land where you fulfill mysteries. Hakkıyız var, arkadaşlarım said no. Kol yagmışılar, she's the Kursa Korban. The soil has an aspect of Krishna Samindish to it, and the indication that it has an aspect of Krishna Samindish is given by the Mishnah, doesn't give you. As you saw the Doshan, Kol Arata, Ish, Mechuyabim, Rabbi Shumas, and Maitis, the Benefit, Shif Koteya, and the Shmita, the Yoga. No, that's the Krishna Samindish, and it's highly used to Kakuri Koya. And all the agricultural Mishnah, the Mishnah doesn't mention that. Mishnah mentions only two obscure beings. That the purpose of the Yuchas Ha'emer, the barley has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. The purpose of the Yishtayalah and the wheat has to grow in Eretz Yisrael. One of the purposes of Korbanos. For the purpose of Korbanos, Eretz Yisrael has to do so that this place doesn't work. Another aspect of Mishnah could have mentioned, but it's now no longer relevant to Mount Azera, the Yuchas Ha'emer, the beginning of the very first Yuchas Ha'emer, Mishnah Ha'emer, that Mishael, the Yisrael of Tani Aizen, yesterday he talked about from the Aizen, and there was a meaning to build the Brahma and to bring Kavanah wherever they want. So the Brahma had the Brahma in Eretz Yisrael. They never had the Brahma put to us. He wanted to meet to bring Kavanah to Eretz Yisrael. When he had the Yerushalayim of Shodi, then he was no longer any had the Brahma. That's the mission in the Gila. The first time in the Gila, that Gila. She lived by Yerushalayim and then after he had the Brahma. He no longer had the Brahma. The Mishnah could have mentioned, the Mishnah Kaelin is trying to bring out a point that Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Pamikdusha to a certain extent, to a certain degree, could have mentioned that thing also, that if you only have a Hesed Brahma in Eretz Yisrael and not a good word. But that would have been an ancient thing that's no longer relevant to Brahma. But the Mishnah gave you a thing that's still Halacha L'Maaseh. That the owner of Yishtar Lechem has to grow back in Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara in the Gila, the Rebbe Tzadok understands that the Eretz Yisrael that was given to Avraham Avinu was given because the Kurs HaKorbanos. Because that's the place to bring the Korbanos, that's where the Beit HaMikdash is going to be built. So you only, from my other Kira Shema, what Kurs is Kurs HaKorbanos? If you want to live in Eretz Yisrael as a secular Jew, you have to learn to go to Beit HaMikdash to bring Korbanos to Torah that is built. And you have no right to the whole Eretz Yisrael. That's how the Gemara understands the Parashah of the Kurs HaKorbanos. So from my other Beit is the Kurs HaKorbanos. Getting Eretz Yisrael itself constitutes an obstacle to being. You have to know what Gul is. What is the definition of Gul? So when Abana Kunish explains, we mentioned on different occasion, Abana Kunish writes, the Sefer Shmos is the Sefer HaGolus, the Agula Hayyan, he says that the Golus is trying, and it ends up with the Gul. How does it, the Ramban has come himself, how does it end up with the Gul? At the end of Sefer Shmos, they still didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. Even at the end of the Chumash, Moshe Rabbeinu died, and they still didn't enter Eretz Yisrael. They only asked to enter Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't assure them. The Ramban says, that's not the Geula. The Geula is when you build the Beit HaMikdash. And the Beit HaMikdash is built, that is the Geula. So he says, that's why he declined to describe the Book of Shmos. The Sefer HaGolus, the Geula, amen, or we call it the HaGolus, that we go. And then go, with the Geula and Mishkan, that's the Geula. That was a Hayyash Shah, that you can have a Mishkan, a Beit HaMikdash, floating around the Kutz Lord. The Din of Darius is that they can't build the Beit HaMikdash and put forth. The Din of Darius is that Din of Mitzvah in Sinai Yisrael, the Chizkot and Lars, when the Jewish people come into Eretz Yisrael, nothing to travel and put forth is not good. They build a big dish in that, they build up into the Sinai, they build up into the Sinai, like the partial Mitzvah, the Rambam and the Yilein and others, the Chasim Yisrael and all that, many folks from all over, they're building a Shulim and building a Yeshiva, a put forth, it's a partial Kima Mitzvah on a level of their right, not the full Kima, the Yom Tov Mitzvah, but it's a partial Kima Mitzvah because only that the Knesset about the Mitzvah Shem is not allowed to meet the Shriya. But the full Kima Mitzvah, the Yom Tov Mitzvah, is to build a Beit HaMikdash in Eretz Yisrael, not to build a Shul and a Chutzlar, but to build a Yeshiva and a Chutzlar. But the Gemara says that the building of the Mishkan, you had a Beit HaMikdash floating around a Chutzlar that was only held by Asher. But the thing is, that's the upper of the English, the traveling of the English, that they buy from heaven, that's the English. But the real, this is what the Torah only is, they are the Torah. Later, the Torah by the Torah is only in Yerushalayim. The only so for the real Mitzvah, as the Beit HaKhir, the Beit HaRabim, the other last thing, Beit HaMikdash, if you throw them in the Beit HaKhir, in the Makam HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So that's why the Gemara says the Gila Mitzvah, the three Mitzvahs have to be fulfilled in order. First you have to establish a Jewish government that has the Torah. Mitzvah number one is Muhammad Lahan Melech. They establish a king. And the Poskim points out, it's not Rabbi Kook said this. The Poskim points out, Allah, but I heard them before they had anybody, before anybody in there. So they point out the Ramban rights and the Sefer Mitzvahs that is locked out to a Melech. It's either a Melech or a Shofet or whoever is in charge of the nation. Yes, we establish a government that has to serve. We establish a government that has to serve. The Ramah Mofa often that people understand. The Ramban says that mixture, Ramban says that it's a mixture of the Ishtamot and the Shatimot. Ramban has in the end of the state on mixture for Ramah. The Ramah tells you which are the five that mixture is. It's the Ration and Seth mixture, I say. 248 positive mixture that we have to do. And Shin Sanatai is 365 low sensors. He's saying that you're not committed to violence. So the Rama looks at what in his opinion are the Ramah Mitzvah says, and what in his opinion are the Shastan Mitzvah later. And the Ramban has one commentary on the side. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah, he disagrees with various details of the principle he agrees to not with everything. But a couple of details here and there he disagrees. And then at the end of the section of all of the Minyan Mitzvahs, the Mitzvah Sefer, he gives you a list of all of the Mitzvah Sefer Shehish Mitzvahs that the Ramban forgot to mention. At the end of the section of the Rishon says that he lists forth what in his opinion are the margin that the Ramban forgot to list. So the Mitzvah says he dialed, and the Hashmach is the fourth Mitzvah, he hasn't got 11, 12 Mitzvahs. That's 12 Mitzvahs that the Ramban, during the course of the Ramah Mitzvah says that he not to have 12. So it's 12 things that the Ramban counts as Mitzvahs, he thinks should not be counted either. Well, we all have this opinion under some other head. He not to have 12 Mitzvahs. He has to come up with another problem. Well, that should be Ramah Mitzvahs. Ramah Mitzvah Sassay. He gives you the list of the 12 Mitzvah Sassay in his opinion, which is not the speech of the Dragish Shafika, which he knocked off, which he removed in the Mitzvah of Ram. So Mitzvah number 4, in the meaning of the Ramban that he added on at the end, is a list for the Ishtamot, the Shachtamot, Mitzvah to go, conquer all the Torah. So we're talking to discuss why the Ramah left out that Mitzvah. The Ramah left out only one aspect of the Mitzvah. The Mitzvah itself, that you should have a Jewish government that has a very count. That's the Mitzvah of Muhammad Ramallah. It's a mitzvah when the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, they have to establish a Jewish government. They shouldn't be satisfied with the fact that they're living in Eretz Yisrael under the British or under the Turks or under the Catholics or under the Muslims or something. The Rama also calls that mitzvah. In this meaning, Malach is one of the British non-Catholic mitzvahs that there's a Rama also. Ramban is even more extreme. He said there's a mitzvah to go organize a Haganah and go take the land away from the British and dump them off and get the land. And the Ramam Bodhi Chakra in the mix, he says, that's maybe I'm all that was under the Ashram, the days of English River Loon, and maybe Ramam says, no, it is a mix for the days and all that is counted under the different mix or whatever. That's an issue about organizing a Jewish army before you get there to Israel, to organize an army to grab the land. But once you're living in Israel, then the Ramam also calls it. That's the Gemara, the Ramam quotes that. Do the mitzvah in time so if we start in the earth, when the commentary said that three mitzvahs, the first mitzvah is to establish a Jewish government, La'anah Ya'anah. Second mitzvah is La'anah Ya'anah Ya'anah. And that was not yet taken care of. We cannot assume that Amalek has disappeared because the Gemara tells us, Rashi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kiyar Al-Keis Kor. L'chomer Hashem Amalek Yisrael, why did we say Keis, why did we say Kisei, why did we say Kor, why did we say UK Baskin? So that's just goes to the Gemara and spoken, and that's the noon. And I say Shalom, I keep the Shalom, I should call it Zion Shalom Melech. Until the word of our Melech will be taken care of, the Shem Yitzchei Vatsi will not be the Mizuya. And that's the Elam HaZel, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Gemara, the Mashiach, the Hashem Melech. Elam HaHuyi HaShem Echad Lishmach, then will be Yitzchei Vatsi, the people will say the Shem Yitzchei Vatsi. But they will only use Hashem, because the Shem Hashem Shalom, and I keep the Shalom. Obviously, our Melech has not yet been wiped out. That's what the Gemara says. In fact, the Matis writes in his paper, Beis HaLekim, the classic Beis HaLashkot that he has, and there are quotes, many other quotes in the Beis HaLekim, so he writes that, will there be any new mitzvahs that will have to fulfill in Eretz HaMashiach? Is anything going to change? The Rambam says that one of the Yidgim will be calling on him, that nothing is going to change. everything I thought said depends. Everything, absolutely everything is going to be the same. Since it's now one thing, now it's going to change. There's no finish. So instead of having 6 oil mitzvahs, it's going to be 9 oil mitzvahs. That's the Ramon quote. Most of the Shia of the Ramon quote, he won't put nothing. One thing is going to change, as it said, it will finish. Yaakov Hashem HaKachot. Vulko ben Yosaf Tumachol Shem Hashem Ala Shem HaShem. And it never happened. So when is it going to be? So the Ramon quote in the Gemara Markets. And Elohim HaKachot, it's going to be the most of the Shia. So that's one change. That's how the Mabit started. Then there's going to be another change. It's not going to be a change. It's going to have to fulfill the mitzvah of Mechiyat Amoret. Not being a change. We have a list of three of our mothers and elders with us. We just get it fulfilled, it's fulfilled. But obviously he said when we have a gift fulfilled, then it's going to have to be fulfilled in Moshe Mashiach. So who is our mother? Who is the Amalek? So they said the same time that Amalek is not that those who are descended genealogically from that nation that started off with the Jewish people when they left there to shine as they were traveling in the Midrash. Can't say any nation that they only have a king that doesn't believe in God and has a tradition, has its ashkafa. So why that the Jewish people, that's called Amalek. And it's more important that the Jewish people only have an Eretz Yisrael for the Kohen Tzor. Those who don't live in Eretz Yisrael are also part of Kohen Tzor, but the main Kohen Tzor are those who live in Eretz Yisrael. If you have a group of people who don't, more young and king people who don't have any religion, to have a real policy to wipe out the Jewish people and Eretz Yisrael, that's called Amalek. So the Gemara tells us that this is the state that is going to be the founder of the three key Union Mitzvahs. First, they're going to be established a government in Eretz Yisrael, a Jewish government, that's the first step, that's how it's called. And then there's going to be Mechiyat Amalek, and then there's going to be Binyan Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara doesn't have to be in that order. The Gemara on that, we shouldn't have to be in that order. I remember in 1967, that's in the Chayim Shoshi Tayamim, for the Tzal, took over in the area of the Mokam HaMikdash. They're coming to our point with some of them, maybe now that they have the Mokam HaMikdash, they have an obligation to build the Beit HaMikdash, to build for better. So we don't have the ability to do it. There's nothing to discuss anyway. They're not willing to give us the opportunity to go. So remember, at that time, like the Rashi said, that there's no mitzvah yet to build the Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin, in a certain case, the Rashi took in. The Ramah quoted a lot, and also too often, that you only build the Beit HaMikdash after Mechiyat Amalek, that means after it's completely shalom in Eretz Yisrael. But there was still someone left in 1967, there's still good someone on a Yom HaZeh, there is no peace, unfortunately, there is no peace. The Beit HaMikdash is supposed to be a mock and shalom. That's why in the beginning, David Amalek had no harmony to build the Beit HaMikdash. So after he conquered everything, he got to have all of his enemies, and then he said, oh, now we have shalom, so he wanted to build the Beit HaMikdash. And the Rabbi said, no, that you were too much of a man of war. Your son is going to be an Ishmael, his name is going to be Shlomo. He's going to be an Ishmael, the Chilos of Asher, and he was never involved in any war. Not that there's anything very unfortunate for him not to wage a war, but it's a mitzvah whenever you have to. So you have to wage a war. That's also one of the Tayyab mitzvahs, to wage war when necessary. It's not a mitzvah, it's a to go shake a to go wage a war. Not a mitzvah to go before war, but whenever you're in a situation where war is necessary, so it's a mitzvah to wage the war, not just to sit back and say kill him. However, the people have to say kill him, however, the people have to go through the fighting. Not that everybody should sit back and say kill him, everybody should run. It's good for learning, it's good for feeling, the others will succeed in the war. But the men will attack because they're going to be about to admit it. So if you say to Ramah Kamala Alayyam, and the Ramah counts that as one of the Tayyab witnesses. So when necessary, you have to wage war. So that's not happy about war, no one in the world is happy about war. The person is not still thrilled about war, he doesn't like it either. But whenever it's necessary, then it's a mitzvah to wage war. So the Gemara says that whenever it is, even though Rabbi Amram did a mitzvah, all the world that he did were mitzvah. But still, since he was involved in the war, he wasn't supposed to build a Beit HaMikdash. Beit HaMikdash was supposed to be built by a person who was the Chilos of Sefer and Ishmael. That's why the Rabbi told God Amram, he told God Amram, that his son Shlomo was going to be an Ishmael. But that's what the Rashi said. Even after he had the Mokam HaMikdash, even if there were no masks, even if there were no world pressure, even if there were no Arabs threatening anything, if you build a Beit HaMikdash, but there's still something about the border to Eretz Yisrael. And it's still guerrilla, and it's still fighting, it's still PLO signaling about whether we have the right to remain in Eretz Yisrael. So there's no showing there, so there's no chiyuv to build a Beit HaMikdash. If you build it, it'll have the dishes. If you build it, it'll have the dishes. But there's nothing. You don't have to go out of your way to build a Beit HaMikdash. You don't have to see it. The Gemara says you have to do everything in the proper order. First, you establish a government, and that's what the Ramban writes, and the Sefer HaMikdash is not that yet. indeed a Melech or a Shotei or whoever Mishra on the other, whoever is in charge, is a central government. The Mishra to establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael when the Jews live there. Then the Mishra to be Melech Amoro. And if he wants that Amoro, he assumes that then it will be peaceful in Eretz Yisrael. So then the final Mishra is the Gruma, or the Gruma Shlema is to build the Beit HaMikdash. So even Zachinu, the metaphor that two possibilities of the Gruma Hasid occur. The metaphor that the Yisrael, the metaphor that Achishenu, the metaphor that the Prophet from Nazi, the Yisrael Achishenu. So the Moses they mean two different things. I mean, the Gruma will come in the right time, and I will hasten the Gruma. Achishenu, I will bring it Krishna here quickly. Is it going to come in the right time, whatever that time is? Or is it going to come quickly? So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, in Sarah's Shema, the Gemara has a few documents. So they discuss Bias HaMashiach, so the Gemara says, did Zohar with the Jewish people are worthy that they keep distance and the Gruma has been saving and so on, that it's going to be Akashet, but it's going to be Akashet, but it's going to be Akashet, the Gemara tells the way, the Nesha Vilel, one of the Chacham and Nesha Vilel are not, and the Yesha Vilel is coming, what I call to Yuma, so he says, Hayyam, If I see this will be spread all over the world, then I will come. That's why that is even with all the Wikipedia means to frustrate Hasidus, that's when I even hear from the Shia. But it might have a different answer. It might doesn't have this version of the Baal Shem. Might have one of the Tanoi met a Leon Novi in the city of Rome, a Pisca Shalomi, and he was a beggar, hiding, sitting together with all the other beggars. And somehow he recognized that that's where Leon Novi, yes, and when he comes, he says, Hayom, he says, Hayom? So let's go, Hayom and the Kodesh Shavuot, the Jewish people will perform the mitzvahs that come today, and announce that Mashiach is coming tomorrow. That is the one who died at Hashena. If they perform the mitzvahs properly, it's Yahu, it will be at Hashena. And if not Yahu, and if the Jewish people are not worthy, then we'll have to wait to be Esau. Whenever this man is Kavua. In the Sukkim of Daniel, it says in a very unclear fashion, when his man is. It says so unclearly that all of the tradition in every generation tried to make a statement. The Rambam made a chesed, it was wrong. When is Mashiach coming? When is the Beit? The Rambam made a chesed, and the Mazda made a chesed, all the chesed going to the Nader Israel. So far. All of this way. The Ben Ben has it, because the Ben has it, and it's going to be another given here. You see? Maybe they'll be wrong, maybe they'll be come up. Maybe they'll be come up. But there are many other caches that I've never been to that gigantic book. That's too far to go now, which he printed a, supposedly a manuscript written by a founder of the Bilderberg. The report that he wrote from the Rebbe is only going to be correct interpretation of the Sukkim in Pesach and Daniel, as the one Mashiach would have given, he has a whole calculation, and according to his Cheshbon, something is going to happen in 1948. He makes the Cheshbon, so he said, HaKamut HaMdiyah, but he says that can be the beginning, and then Mashiach is going to be in 1989. I think that's the young people. And everything is going to be in a very supernatural fashion. Well, the Sukkim described is going to be only a humble man, a Celtic in the society of everyone. Only the rest of our Gemara is going to write. And a donkey, a 20th century, the Gemara has had a true description of truth, the contradiction is going to be supernatural, it's going to be the Gemara Hatera. So the Gemara enters the defense, and it's going to be its Brachu, and it's going to be Akishana, Hasten, then it's going to be everything supernatural. The Gemara Hatera, then it's going to be the Isa, then it's going to be a Pashlet Kazabi, so then it's going to be the Dara Hatera, nothing is going to be Rangal-Dargal like that. And the same that Akhaim HaKadosh HaKumbish, which the Hasidim will say over, is there, Pashlet Zohar. The Chachamim have a tradition that in Parshas Bo'ah, Tehillim HaMelech was saying prophecy regarding Yom HaMashiach. That's what the Rambam writes. And several different places, and whoever doesn't believe in Yom HaMashiach, not only is he a Kaifer and Gidei Shah Hanabim, but the Kaifer of the Moshe Rabbeinu Olam HaShalom, because we have a tradition, which is the Yiddish, that the Tukim and Parshas Bo'ah are referring to Yom HaMashiach. That's the story of Amur appears in the Kunish. We say it's very exciting, but we believe all these things are more appear in the Kunish, not some of the everything appears in the Kunish. One believes in the Olam HaKon, there's some many things, but he doesn't believe there's some many things in our Kaila. He doesn't believe that Olam HaKon says, well, Kunish is also called an Akikai. We believe that all these things are more appear in the Kunish. The Pajit Bola also has the Israel of Bia Samashiach appears there. So the Chachamim interpreted the prophet, we have a tradition of the prophet, Mashiach is going to fly down from heaven, then it's going to be Kerbal, like you shouldn't fall from heaven. And if it's going to be Chalil or Loizahu, then it's not going to be Akishan, and then come quickly, then it's going to be the Yisrael, then it's going to be the Kham Shevet in Yisrael, it won't be a shooting star from heaven, it's going to be a Shevet. Shevet is a Makel, Shevet is a government where they have to beat people up and break people's bones and break people's backs, and it's going to be fascist, the fascist of people running the government. That's what they're not part of the Kumashan. There will be low level people running up. It's not going to be the bad luck is very upper, it's going to be right away appointed as the Rosh HaMenshah. It's going to take care. If it would have been Zahu, then it would have been a place right away at Rosh HaMenshah, or right away at Rosh HaMenshah, or somebody else, but if it's low Zahu, there's going to be thousands of people running together. It's going to be not going to be a protocol, it's not going to be a shaving floor, it's going to be Zahu, it's going to be shaved, it's going to be claimed that the word shaved means hush the people who clout the rabbis with their sticks. So we obviously were in Zahu. We weren't going. So we didn't have Yahi Shana, but we had that Kalti Dehuda. Kola Kabura means we had step number one. So let's reach that. It's not telling us what the reach steps are. I'm not making it up. It's going to be the first step is Lahana Vahandara to establish a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael. Nobody should deny that. That's where it is now. And even if we feel that the government is not observant enough, it's not religious enough, and the religious people are unhappy and are very unhappy, but we should all keep in mind that the non-observant people are much more unhappy with the government than has to us. They hold that it's still religious, they hold that it's not religious, that they support the Yeshivas too much, and they support the Shabbos too much, and Kashrut too much. The non-observant people are not going on Aliyah, there are 12. More religious people are going on Aliyah, and the Yehudim, there are many more non-observant people among the Yehudim than there are observant people. So obviously the non-religious people are more unhappy with the government. So relatively speaking, we are satisfied with the government. The religious people are more happy with the government than the non-observant people are. I am not happy because people in America are not so happy with the government here either. People in England are not so happy with the government there either. So not wish much less practice, share more common. Then we have a government that everybody will be happy with. We never have a government that everybody is happy. And as much unhappiness as we have with Israeli government, and it hurts us very much, all the things that they do, there's much more unhappiness on the part of the non-observant people. But you can't take it aside, cause of the Guru. If you want to tell us, this is the Talis, this is the process. First step is, Lama Vahamelech, to establish a Jewish government. That's a major breakthrough. And then, to say Hashem, the Jews will have to fulfill the mitzvah of the HaKadah Shalom. Obviously there's going to be some money because if you have people talking about Ein Hashem Shalom and Hashem Shalom, we have enough people there who want to wipe out the Jews. Some of them are religious in some sense or another, and others don't have any religious. But those who don't have any religion at all, those I guess will turn out to be the Amalekites. The prophet says, well, you're the Jews, those who don't believe in any God, and they have as their policy to wipe out the Jewish people, they will be able to come over, and that will be the mitzvah when the time will come. That would be the mitzvah for life or not. Unfortunately, there is such a mitzvah, so you have to wage war. And then ultimately, we will have to fulfill the mitzvah, being that they come into it again. And so it's given to us, not as they're welcome to fulfill the mitzvah for Trinus and Malchus and Shrink to the Yoga. If that were the logic, we said that all the houses in the world should belong to us, because we can fulfill the Master of the Family House, we can fulfill the Zuz of the Family House. All of the love in the world should belong to the Jews, and all the Israel in the world should belong to the Jews. Not true. You need to have offered that any and every object with which you can fulfill a mitzvah belongs to the Jewish people. And some of the types of fulfillment is very nice. You buy it, that's your life itself, so you can't even fulfill a mitzvah. You don't buy the area, so you won't be able to fulfill a mitzvah. And so we give it to Aram Abimu, and it is an absurd, and yes, my Kodesh Baruch, I'm more able, and he's a scrooge. But Kodesh Baruch is not this scrooge, Tom Mitzvah, so it's scrooge back our body, it's called the Egg in the Shulash. You don't have a right to our disservice, you plan to build a base on Midrash, in other words. To take over the Arabic in order to meet up to the Gulf. That's the definition of Gulf. That's the Ramban in Rambam. That is the definition of Gulf. So the third one is Shulchan with Jewel. The Ramban says one of the Tariyat mitzvahs of the Torah is to the right to the Gulf. We have in the Hashmat with the Dominion of Mitzvahs in some place. I think mitzvah is great. And it's said mitzvahs of the Ramban left out. So one of the Dominion of Mitzvahs is to celebrate when you build the Beit HaMikdash. And that's why the Rambam says, why do we celebrate when we build the Shul? Some you make a party, some raising functions, you make a party. Say no, the Achrayim say no. Since the Beis HaKnesset is a Zemit to Shmiyah, the Rabban is a Zemit to the right, the one of the Tariyat Mitzvot to celebrate the Shas, Hanukkah, Hamikdash, when you go to Beis HaMikdash, or the Mitzvot to celebrate also when you go to Zemit to Shmiyah. That's what Achrayim say a lot of it. And then you hold it to Zemit to the right, so just like building the Beis HaKnesset, or building a Beis HaMikdash, the Sheikh of Israel, the Zemit to Shmiyah, and somehow on a level of the right to Mr. Hash and Tima Mitzvah without the Mitzvah, then Mr. Groom calls there. Do you have nothing? It's a place of pleasure. The one to say that it's a partial Mitzvah and Tima Mitzvah on a level of the right to do the Shul and Yeshiva of course, Mitzvah without the Mitzvah. So too, it's a partial Tima Mitzvah and Mitzvah and Mitzvah and you build the Yeshiva and you build the Shul to celebrate the Shah Tachanus. And not only is it a Mitzvah, the way the Ramban says, not only is it a Mitzvah to celebrate on the occasion of building the place on Mitzvah, it's a mitzvah to celebrate on the occasion of something occurring which is not called to the Gula. He said on many times, on many different occasions, that the receivers of his commentary and the Gula test that says this is a mitzvah to celebrate when you have not called to the Gula. And the Gula begins. And not called to the Gula is when you have a Jewish government that has destroyed them. You might have said a similar brother. What's that called to the Gula? You might have said Muhammad. When you grew up in Eretz Yisrael, that's called to the Gula. That's exactly what happened. And Haiti, when it established the government, right away, it was spoke by Yom, saying that the Arabs were fighting, they didn't want to let the Jews have a weapon. That's exactly what the Gemara says in the Gemara. No comment on top of the Gemara. So the beginning of the war, not the success in winning the Mohammed Hashikur. The beginning of the war is on top of the Gemara. The establishment of the Medina, the breaking out of the war, is what the Gemara considers on top of the Gemara. And the Sefer says that's an occasion for rejoicing, and not just on that day. And the first day when they established that the Jews were singing and dancing all over the world. I remember the little boy I lived in Philadelphia that time. So I remember, I think it was a Sunday by yesterday. It was on Friday they established the Medina, hey, it was on Shabbos, and they signed the declaration on Friday, not even called Shabbos. This is the most dramatic way we grow, but the people signing on the So I remember on that Sunday, I used to live on a street that was a main thoroughfare. A lot of cars used to go from a highway that led from New Jersey to Philadelphia, from over the bridge into Philadelphia, so there were a lot of cars traveling to go from one highway to another. Remember, there were cars that were on the east side. That's what they go kind of place. So one car had a long other. So here's my father, what kind of place is that? In some way, just established unity here. Is this guy going to have a place? The first Sunday? Yes, I found something that this guy was driving in a car with an injury slip. It must have manufactured them in a bit. Right away, you're ready out of the car. So the Gemara tells us not only that an Indian to celebrate on the occasion of Dinya Beit HaMikdash, on the occasion of Aschal of the Gula, we celebrate every year in commemoration of this. That's exactly what Purim is all about. That's what the Nesidus explained in the commentary on the Gemara says. That Purim was before the Dinya Bai Shein. It was the Aschal of the Gula, the Chachamim in our generation. So we know how Kodesh that this next Purim is going to lead up to the Dinya Bai Shein. Therefore we tell that they have the right to establish a Yomtus and that every year, every consequent year we celebrate in commemoration of that Aschal of the Gula. Today you don't have to have any time with Ruach HaKodesh to tell you. You can never tell me that this has caused the Jews. That the next thing should lead up and do it by saying you have to have people, with Ruach HaKodesh. But if you establish a government, you have to share. And the Arabs start that way to fight a war. That's what the Gemara tells you. The Gemara has the Ruach HaKodesh. The Gemara says, the Gemara ministers that lead up to doing it with HaMikdash and with the Gula are establishing a government, Ruach HaKodesh and Amara, to live with Beit HaKodesh. And then the Gemara says, when you establish a government, then you're going to be more honest. understandability. I have no one to do with that then. If you're not talking about that property group, the only people with love are things. The only time that somebody that one in my head, if I relish, and if I relish his brother, despite the love of such a famous person, and if he's corrupt, so many others, they were so cold to celebrate Yom HaKippur for different reasons. They know the salvation. The cycle of life is the truth of reason, the cycle of faith away a few years ago. It was 3.5 years ago, in the summertime, time was coming, first of all. After he died, one of his relatives collected various letters of his and put it out. But he looked in the Shulchanot and he didn't find anything about Yom HaKippur, and wondering whether he should sell it. Numerous shots. So the cycle of life, I also looked in the Shulchanot and looked in the treasures and I never found it. So obviously, you don't have to sell it. What kind of a funny thing is that? I've got to find the... So then he writes in the next paragraph, he writes what died with him. The difference is, you know the whole crazy act of Chai Kippur, it's not going to deny the remarks, it's not going to deny the facts, it's going to say it's not a Jewish government for themselves. It's going to say it's not a religious government. Shamir is going to be the first one to say that he's not religious. He doesn't claim that he's religious. They don't claim that they're religious. They're not Jewish. They say they're not religious. They don't say they're not Jewish. Well, you almost don't know that it's a Jewish country, you know, it's a Jewish government. Race, mind, and power, everybody knows that. That lies a different side there. That's the issue. The Gemara tells us when you make a new takana, all new takanas have to be instituted with Shema, Hashem Shema. It's the one who institutes a new takana, a new meaning. The meaning goes from one who institutes a new meaning. Even if it's a beautiful idea that represents a lofty tavon, but if it's instituted Shemar v'Shema, then you're not committed to observe that tavon. And this is called the issue of Hanukkah. This is called in the early days, that the Achreinim on the side of the early days, it's based on Gemara. They want to compose the Lama Shinim, they want to compose the block of Lama Shinim, the curse, the Apikurus, which they had on the first team, who was a mild person. How to get Shemarah thought he was a very mild person. Some people would come, you're cursing everybody. They curse and they fight and they scream and they make machos and they make their own kumar. So they didn't want a person like that, but he should compose the Ramashina. So I had to get a person who was so, I don't get tired from Shimon and Shimon and Machlaki, so I had to get Shimon and Machlaki, because I should cut it. He always would say to the poor, he used to help me, it's not. So the most I always knew. Such a hell of a time, he never had anything in against anybody. So they had him compose the Rukh of the Ramashina, but he should be composed with Shem Shaman. The same is true regarding any takana. So in the other day, that if a modern Russia institutes a takana, even if the takana is a very good takana, you're not allowed to observe that meaning. You're not allowed to observe that takana. Because if he was allowed in Russia, he assumed that it wasn't instituted by Shem Shema. You know, it's a very nice idea. So here, many of the tzaddikim, many of the great men, and so forth, and all of those who are going from the Mizrahi who recommended that we should celebrate Yom HaKippur and so on, they thought that these people weren't doing it by Shem Shema. But they were so carried away with their feelings about Zionism and about Medina Israel that they felt that even the Jewish religion has to bow down to the Zionist ideal, which is a higher and a lofty ideal of everything in the world, even higher than the Jewish God, even higher than the Jewish religion. So we have to make a young of Yom HaKippur to show that even the religion bows down in the presence of Zionism. And that was the understanding of many defendants. That's why the cycle and the foundation of Israel was so opposed. They were opposed to the government, and they're never left. Everybody doesn't like the non-observant Jews going to government. We don't like it just as much as they don't like it. But they were opposed to celebrating these young people, and they felt that the people who instituted them made them Shomer Mishma. And others feel that it's nothing. That's a question of fact. And the Rabbanim from Russia to institute this notion of having a yom tov of Yom HaKippur, to make the takana shalom mishma, to make the takana shalom. So we know, my father knew one of the Rabbanim, the one who called the master, and the Shulam Buro. So he was the one who wrote the big Shulam. He was a great grown obvious, a fucking mishma. There were so many others from the Rabbanim of Russia who recommended that they should establish these ideas. I'm not talking about rabbis or politicians. You know a little bit how long. I'm talking about great Gerayim HaDor, great Gerayim HaDor. And these people felt that it's proper to establish a young people. Very hard to say that they didn't Shema Lishma. We knew who these people were.
Did they have the government establish?
Government founders did it as a secular venture, yeah. Like July 4th, when he's like myself, that the religious Jews have celebrated on the religious holiday, but it doesn't come with that secular value. The Jews in America celebrate July 4th as a national, holiday of America, but not in the religious sense. So if I got him up in the job himself, we should celebrate by adding on serious and whatever, something, we should make some kind of a heck of a deal not to murder because they thought that it could be religious holiday as well. The Quran said, a disciple of the Kibbutz, that the Kibbutz should always smoke. They were convinced both of them are both of like so. But he did it down. I learned Shmuel from the mission. He said, that should be the problem. One of the chemists, he was cheated. He told us that he did it not only that. He said he did it as an example for a government in America itself. And he was talking about the Rabbi, the revelation. This is the living out of Israel, is a Mishnah, a civilization, a Mishnah included. The question is why is it that for some of the generations, the Jews didn't fulfill it, even the biggest tzaddikim didn't bother for living out of Israel. There's different suggestions that reason why. But one of the many suggestions is that the Mishnah strongly applies, really, in its fullness, when Eretz Yisrael is in Jewish control. When it's not a Jewish government in Eretz Yisrael, then there's no Mishnah. For so many years, Eretz Yisrael was not in a wasn't governed by Jews, it wasn't a Jewish country, so there was a myth. But the prophet said, they say based on the prophet, you should have equipped yourself, and others say, the Ishmael is called Yishakimbo. You should get hold of the land, establish a Jewish government, and then Yishakimbo, then you should live there. And if it's not in Jewish hands, then there's real myth of Ishmael, so living there for a government law. But in any way, once you have, not because it's in our cause of the good, but rather once you have a Jewish government, then there's Israel, then that explanation, full book, and then you would have the myth of Ishmael, so it's a living there in Israel. the mitzvah to live in Israel is only if you're going to do something productive for the land. If the guy just going to go and live there on pension and retire there, so you're also not really fulfilling the mitzvah. Let's say if you live there, you're going to fall. You live there, you're going to be in construction. You build houses, or you make highways. Or you move to Israel and you become a lawyer, or you become a teacher, or you do something productive in Israel, then you fulfill the mission. If you ask somebody who's very productive with Israel, and he's going to say, well, don't be so productive. He's more productive for the Jewish nation and Israel than Israel. But then some say that it's a big mistake to send Israel. But many people have figured out that they're just as productive, if not more than they are in Israel. So let me talk about that. All in our general Israel, talk an instance called that the word indispensable is. That if you ask for all these Rabbani and Chutzpah, it's, the whole Judaism has come to an end. There's supposed to be a German expression that says that the center is full of indispensable people. Yeah. So that's the question. How indispensable were they? Is that full protection on Chaimai that the compare is going to go to my house? And then the last minute he backed out and he sent him a letter that said that he was convinced by the other Rabbanim that if he would leave Europe, it would be a great war for the Jewish community. You know, he wants very much to live there as well. He feels compelled to stay for the question. What is happening in America? And so crucial to Judaism here in America and Rabbi Meir was in Europe. Rabbi Meir was essential address to everything he did, everything. Right. Everything was on his mind. It's talking, it's in the, it's talking, it's all over the world, it's in the shop. So he, so what about other than that? If you look back to this, that is totally different. If a person won't be able to make it come out in that itself, then there's nothing. If the person has a job, then he goes there and says he won't have a job. And life will be utterly miserable. Also there's nothing. But life will not be so miserable. Just make it $2 less instead of making $150,000 a year. And make $60,000 a year. And don't make ends meet. This is tough, but then that's not an excuse. If it makes $5,000 a year, it'll be very poor. That's the good stuff.
What about the third chapter, right? Have you made a promise that we wouldn't forget to go back to Washington?
That's a valid thing before the year 1948. That was the big, my pleasure that is going on in Europe, whether you're committed to organize the Zionist movement to regain Earth or not. So maybe they did right in 1948, maybe they did wrong. Well, not drop our minds. Nothing to discuss now. What are you going to say now? We should give it away. Not want to give it away. Until 1948, it was an issue that whether you close the stock or not. Once you have it, you have it. So it's actually a cheap time in a newspaper that says they identify themselves in a newspaper as the Jews, the Orthodox Jews, who carry the footsteps of the patriarch. The other Jews in the parade yesterday on Fifth Avenue, so all the other Jews on Fifth Avenue, they won't follow the footsteps of the patriarch. Only those five people there. Yeah. If you know that one of the five people studied in Washington, he said, yes, sir. He lived in the city of Oklahoma. His parents are home yesterday, and they sent him to Washington, to high school. And why do you make anybody carry? So this kid, that day, I saw one parent to the girl, he started in their show, now he wears long black stuff with a big cockroach with a big white hat, and he looks like a military sergeant with a long face, and when he takes off the black hat, you see the white jacket, he doesn't need his white jacket as much as the people wear. And he got it from the theater and shows everybody in gray shoes, and shows him, see, the theater is considered a single left in that stuff. The theater is thinking of occupied Palestine. I come from the city that's thinking out of Palestine. That's it. So one of the people who's going to say yesterday, well, why are you going to look at there? You're going to be another. I'm also. So they advertise in the newspapers and say Palestine, that they're the ones who follow the footsteps of the patriarch, and they follow the footsteps of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. That there was a fight between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and the Bereans, the Jewish hoodlums, the Jewish gangsters, whether they should make peace with the station, with the Romans or not. And Zakkai was willing to give up the surrender because they were fighting a losing battle. If the Yonah were fighting a losing battle, and there is no mitzvah in the Torah to fight a losing battle. If you see in advance that you're going to lose, because if it is, it's not going to be hard for Yahweh. Saying a free man is not going to give a mitzvah that you have to give up your life. The people in Masada felt that they had to fight to the last man from every person who is killed out by the enemy, that it's such an outrage to surrender to the enemy, they have to fight to the last man. And we said that the people of Masada were wrong, that a different God can fight against the man, against the issues of Allah says that if you know that you're going to lose the war, so you surrender, and maybe they won't kill you. And they didn't. They didn't kill a different God, and they didn't kill all the Rabban and Yavman, they let them have Yeshiva, and they let them learn. Most of the Bechim Zaka made a stupid mistake because he should have said he shouldn't have thrown the Tamidosh. Most of the Kodesh took away his Seichel, they should have had him off of the Dice and Yisab, he made a stupid mistake, he should have asked for let them have the Bechim Zaka. So then he said, hey, I'm going to talk now. But the reason why he surrendered was because he knew it was this, which is true that they were fighting a losing battle. And absolutely is no myth for the fighting a losing battle. But if you're fighting a winning war, so then it's a myth that the fighting a winning war. One question is, are we winning or losing an answer? That's another shot. So then you have to determine whether you feel that they're winning more or losing more, because you keep on losing more and more people. That's another shot. How do you determine whether you're winning or losing? But I want to say that if you're fighting a winning war, then you have to fight. Even if you're losing a lot of people, you have to fight. You're going to be losing a lot of people. You have to fight. You're going to be losing. That's how long they, you know, people are going to be killed to death at that massacre. That's how it is with the Eucharist. Mark tells us that a condoling never appears to human beings as being killed. Our Father and Father, those of the President who come, always pray like, always happy, always cheerful. You might say, what about this? You might have thought, you might have said, like, I need to say. If you might have said, that says, you misdoubt this connection, that you won't show cry. You might say, yeah, that's been his son, that's probably he cried. The problem is that he doesn't let any kind of see that he cried. But it's also hides his emotions. If he doesn't let people see, then he's unhappy about the way things are running in the world. So the answer to the morning, have a healthy guy, go ahead and have a healthy guy ready. And the real shame is he's crying, he's misheard. And the other shame is he doesn't let on that I can summarize, and he doesn't let people see that he's unhappy about the fact that the shame are not yet. That is more like, because there's a public in the shine that says when the Tamidus was destroyed, when the first Tamidus was destroyed, the angels from heaven were crying, and the whole world knew that the bunch of them were there. They were out of the money. It was visible. That's how we know it was visible that the Rebbe Shlomo said at the time of the Holy Mishnah. That's a different story. It was the whole prophecy of Shammai Goren was that there should be a Beit HaMikdash. That's the Gemara says, why is it called that in Shesiyah? Shemisham Gemara says it's a Hedra. In the second text, Shemisham Mishkat Kol Olam. Because the Zohar created the world first, he made this God, and from there everything else extended. The whole world extended from the Eden Shesiyah. So the first part that he saw, that was the whole part of the Shemai Goren, he wanted to have a Beit HaMikdash. That's what it says in the Sefer Kabbalah. Why did a strange question, why did that as well create the world? So one of the years they give two answers. The Pavatani quote in the Sefer Kabbalah. One answer that he gives is, if it's a Kabbalah, when he has to deal with this success, he wants to have a place to dwell in this world, and that's the Beit HaMikdash. So when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the whole part of the Shemai Goren was wasted, everything came to nothing, as if the Russian created the world for no good purpose. But then there were visible symbols out there, symbols that are going to start. And the scriptures say that this book of Shemaim, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Yerba Gavan, Hashem, Allah, the Lord, the Lord, and the Kamidish will be beaten. Then the whole Shemaim Lord will be rejoicing, and the Lord will symbols that are going to be happy. Why? What if the whole world is going to be dancing and singing for God? The whole Kamidish will be fulfilled. The whole Kamidish will be fulfilled. That's why the important mitzvah to celebrate on the day of the day is not some other mitzvah, it's a little bit. And you say Krishna every day, and you say Tzavikash, and you celebrate. It's a Mavadiyah mitzvah. The Medishtah is in the beginning of Shmi. Ba'i, Ba'i, Mashmi is the same Russian, Ba'i, 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 why does it say that he very much means that a Kodesh was so happy when the Tamidus was built, like when he created the world? What's the connection? Because the whole prophet had been that there should be a Beit HaMikdash. And for all those years, since the days of the revolution, there was no Beit HaMikdash. Finally, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Beit HaMikdash, so the prophet had been was fulfilled. And when the Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, so was the outward symbol that he was there. And the Beit HaMikdash will be rebuilt, it will be outward symbol that he will be happy again, and the whole world will be rejoiced. It's one of the major mitzvahs, that's from another mitzvah, it's called the Tamidus and Yisamea. That's called the Gula Akiva. That is the deep definition of Gula. And I'm about the Gula means, in the Beit HaMikdash. So you have an account of the Gula, and then the Sefer says that's all the room to serve it, that's the only thing I'm going to appear. We are very happy on Gula. We rejoice and open our account for it. So you're supposed to be Samea alone, but you have that account of the Gula. Could it be a nice one part of the Gula? Could it be with a groomer down the next? Could it not? It would have been better. The Jews would have been a little more observant than would have been Akishana, or it would have been Minashamai, would have been Zayah Kevinet. So it's unfortunate with the Lord's office, so they're not going to have, it doesn't look like there's going to be a supernatural Gula, it's going to go in a very strong process. And it's going to be, instead of a Kevin, it's going to be a Shazak, and it's going to take a long time. So it will not be, it will be fulfilled. It won't be completed, but it's definitely room for celebration. Just because a person celebrates and he watches and he breaks away doesn't mean that he's happy with the Chil Shabbos and all the violations of the Teriyah pleasure that are going on in Eretz Yisrael. It means that he's happy that they're not calling the Gula, unless in the days of Mark for the Exodus, they celebrated the Yom Kippur. They were happy that Esther was living with her best, And she lived with that girl for a long time till the day that she died. She knew that the girl from Abba Shem. And she had a son with that boy, Abba Shasta. He was brought up as a Shem's brother. Abba Shasta was the king. After his father, Abba Shem, died, Abba Shasta took over the kingdom. And he was not a religious fellow. He was a Jew, born from an intermarriage. Unfortunately, the Ashkata Begula had a start in a very terrible fashion. But the Chachamim in that generation spoke Ruach HaKodesh about the Ashkata Begula. We don't need any Ruach HaKodesh. We see from the Gemara that this is Ashkata Begula. So the certain rules to celebrate. And just like then, when we celebrated clearly, they weren't celebrating about the fact that the Jewish world was intermarried with the king. They were crying about that. And she was not only a Jew, so she was an Eishes Ish, but she was still married to Mordechai. And she was an Eishes Ish as Yisro. And he wanted that he didn't say at this point that he didn't give her a gift. He was scared to give her a gift. He was afraid that Ahasuerus would kill him. Kill her, he was afraid. But he never gave her a gift. It was not only an Eishes Ish, it was an Eishes Ish as Yisro that was going on over here. And they still celebrate Kol Mitzvot, celebrate Kol Marayim HaZeh, because that's considered the Ashkata Begula of the Bais Shnei and the Bais HaShlishi. So when we celebrate that, doesn't mean that we're celebrating from A to Z, we're happy about everything that happened. We're happy about the fact that the first step that's going to lead up to Z and Bais HaShlishi is here with us. So the way she said many years ago in Russia, he was speaking about, I remember the little boy, that's like giving us cold, dirty dope, that's the title of the house. And then he was dying on the show, cold, dirty dope, like the different times that he's going to give us opportunities to come out there. In the middle of that rush of thought that I don't think this is printed. And the printed version of cold, dirty dope, he dismissed it in the middle. He said that there are those who feel that I know my smooth, they don't have to observe that. But it's a fever, and then he said that they're going to see who the cook. He used to insist that anybody from Yeshiva has to take your haircut and has to shave or even shave. He said, whoever doesn't shave, whoever doesn't take your haircut, I know my food, I cry to them and want to bow. See, they cannot love me and that they don't believe in the good as they with it. But the Rebbe said he doesn't really see that. Why, what's the connection? Even if you're all, I will be kidnapped in the Medina and I'll have carpet to go with anything. He doesn't see. Well, that should be a hat to violate his. I like to celebrate to the extent that it's necessary to celebrate Yom HaTzmaut, however you celebrate. And so the Yeshiva are having comedians this year. I don't understand how that's the celebration of Ashkata Begula. Having Yom HaTzmaut is thing. I don't see how that's the thing of Ashkata Begula. It's just a good job. I would have some religious celebrations, marriages, and stuff like that. But of course, I would have imagined a better way of celebrating Ashkata Begula. But let's say she wanted singing, the shears of Baba Tzav and his uncle, religious people singing, and thanking up for his brother for what he did, and praying up for his brother for the future, I can see that the 7 years of confrontation didn't be so good for him. I can see that. But so they should say, he himself, and he doesn't say, I have to go away and make chasmas on your mouth, and I have to go away and take care of him. He didn't think that it necessarily had to be tied up on with you. And he came behind Russia, and before every unfit, we always have a little bit of a chesed on that. That on Rosh Hashanah there's a meaning that you had a time. So not for many generations you had a time. And before Sukkot you have Yom Kippur. And before Sukkot you have time of prayer. And then you know, before Sukkot you have the time of prayer. And before Sukkot you have time of prayer. And then he said before Shavuot you have this serious period. It's supposed to be a serious period. Says that I'm not just to prepare yourself for Yom Kippur Shabbos. He said he doesn't even see why you should necessarily lead one to believe that you can violate all the rules, that everything goes on Yom Kippur. That's to the extent that you want to celebrate the Yom Kippur, okay, let's say, to go make money, to go pay income. That's why he didn't think so. Interesting, but he didn't think anything. Okay, I just thought I wanted to speak a little bit better as well. You have to have a proper perspective. Last week we learned an interesting Gemara. This is Gemara Chagah. The Gemara made a statement that if you have an animal as a shreifa, and it gives birth to a vlad, and the vlad is not a shreifa, so you're permitted to eat that vlad. You don't even say the fish. If the shreifa mother takes the cow, gives birth to an egg and a chair. Wow, and youngsters, you're familiar to chef that chair from youngsters. It's not no loss, and it's not rich, and there's no problem. Eu tenho que ter pagado em cima do mundo. Se quiser, já não sei se quer dar luz, se não, não quer dar ele em cima do pacote. E sim, é verdade que não é mandar. A traitor anger gives birth to a God and to his supply. So the Mishnah here, very strange. On this daf, nobody says a word. But in another place, in Baba Kama, all places in Baba Kama, that man draws is where the patient is discussing the whole time of Baba Kama. Should be a Kula, it's a little bit of a Kula, but it's more from Baba Kama. And Baba Kama, in the middle of Baba Kama, that man draws, the Mishnah is close to his mother, and they ask how you talk, if you had an animal, the cow is a traitor, the every limb of the animal is a traitor. So the traitor becomes pregnant, so the Uber is part of his Abraham or else, so then the Uber also be a traitor. So what does it help when the Uber pops out, the Abraham is born, the calf is born from the cow, let the calf be out first. If you have a traitor, everything, even the milk that comes out of the traitor goes. So let the blood be out first, the chalekim are not traitor, everything should be out. That's their task. So the Yishani gives two. The dinner that is Muslim. The question is how you fuck it. What I ask him to change the dinner, just want to understand why he did so. Why is this lot of money? The dinner that is Muslim. Even if the man is born on the other side of the tree, then he couldn't have shed to the mother and the mother of the mother. And yet, still, he can shed to the mother. See that the mother is Muslim. That's his question. Told by the rabbi in town of Yelena. So they gave two answers. Some Rishonim said there is a Machlokes Tanaim and a Machlokes Amoraim, but they say, who the Yelechim of, who the Rav Yelechim of. And very specific, a very other consistent shot to what brings up the question. When you treat the Uber inside the pregnant cow or a pregnant woman, same thing, you treat the pregnant cow not the pregnant woman. So the same issue. Same halakhic issue that's involved, whether the Uber is considered Ke'eva Ne'eva Le'a, is it one limb of the mother? The mother has many limbs, it's not a limb. Like a person has 6 feet of a limb. The mother has something on up or not like that, growing inside of her. Ke'eva Ne'eva Le'a, or do you treat the Uber as a separate entity? If Amr Shem say it, you would have said Uber Yero, Chimo. If the Uber is a limb of the mother's body, then you would be probably would have got. How can it be? If the mother is a traitor, so the Uber is part of the mother, but born part of the traitor, so how can he do it? The answer is Uber is Lam Yachimo, and that's the value of the Uber Gemara that he taught the Uber Lam Yachimo. Machlech is the Shah, Machlech is Samana, Machlech is Amorani, and Machlech is the Ramam, the Rebbe, had a part in Allah Almighty. And those are the Verum, Sarah Kerry, and those are the Verum. So one of the Mishnah was to get a real, but then he taught the Uber Lam Yachimo, the fact that the Gemara taught in Allah Almighty that his live traitor is Luther, like it's in the end of Smur, that a black face is Muslim, that's a deep part of our Kazma, that it is Muslim, that's a clear cut proof that Uber is not there.
The
base of the you don't say, you don't say that the Uber is a yes from the mother. Uber is a separate, Uber Lam Yahim is a separate entity. It's not really a Falakat, it's certainly over the mother, but still it's not Shaykh and Israel. The other Rishayim disagree, and they said, what kind of a proof is that? Even if you hold that Uber, Yerachim, so what? What if you have an animal that's a traitor? There is something wrong with the animal. There's a hole in the wall. You take the animal to a doctor, cuts off from the stress status, makes an operation, he fixes up the lung. It's good as ever, he closes off the chest, he sews it up again. Make an operation, he's cured. So what could they see it did? If an animal has that broken leg, if a leg is broken in a certain place, it's a traitor. But then you heal the leg. It's perfectly normal now. The animal lives like Mary S. Michelle, lives another 120 years. Obviously it was a good operation. So what could it be if an animal became a traitor, and then he healed it, and it's no longer a traitor? It went away. But if it's been a movement by the way, called Bullet, what's to do? A traitor, whether the bed is not sure or not. The animal broke a leg and fresh whether it's a traitor, then the doctor healed it. it's perfectly healthy. Do you say that it remains obstinate? Once it became a traitor and then got eaten by the whole, he got a traitor, I think it is. But he said, no, it's only a traitor called man that is a traitor. Once the traitor goes away, but he is the traitor, so that's a makkah. So don't be shown who holds the traitor, because they will be asked so that if you had an animal that was a traitor, and then the traitor disappeared, but that animal itself may be eaten. So they say, this Gemara absolutely doesn't pose any problem whatsoever. What's the whole problem here? The child of the traitor, and the gives birth to a blood which is not a traitor. If the child itself would have been healed, it would be okay. But now that it gives birth to a bouncing baby kid, and it comes back perfectly healthy and normal, and everything is comfortable, it's certainly good. The child itself would be looking at different very for sure. But this is not a chacham that Uber is not there, and even if Uber is there, I do know. The Uber is the brain itself being chacham for sure. But the other Rishon is saying nothing doing, the traitor is not chazer for Hashem. That's like a miracle. The Rosh insists against him, the traitor is not chazer for Hashem. There's a strange remark, there's a Mishnah there in Bohem Amkasha where it points out that if the leg of the animal was broken in a certain spot, leg is broken very low down, that's not a traitor. The leg is broken higher up in a certain spot, that would be a traitor. The leg is broken higher up, and it's not a traitor. So I'm bothered, what are you talking about, he says? Anytime the leg is broken over there, where's the traitor? Break all the other coincidences and the leg's traitor. The Rambam is then a phenomenon. Is this not enough to break off another 2 inches of the leg, higher up, and then you shech the day, then it'll be good. But if you shech the dog, and you shech the day, when it has a broken leg on that spot, you can break off more, then it's a traitor. So the Rosh says, if the Rosh is using, what are you talking about? Traitor. No, no, no. We assume that it'll heal. But then the Mishnah seems to say if it was broken at the highest spot, it would not be a traitor. The Ramban says that whenever it's broken at the lowest spot, so why would a traitor chuck off another 2 inches and it doesn't sound like a traitor? Because then not going if the guy's smart, when it chucks off higher, when he chucks it, there so won't be a traitor. The Russian, how can it be? And the Mishnah says if it breaks at the highest spot, it's not a traitor, means if the Machakir broke at the highest spot. But if it broke at the lowest spot, it's the same as traitor, all it wants is the traitor of that traitor. There's no way for it to become fresh, even if it's perfectly healed, and the doctor says that it's going to live and maybe I can shove a good one, change for the truth. So that's the not way it's over here. So that's believing that I've been a pastor. Some of the children say, oh, that's not shadow, what's the problem? So the traitor gives birth to a neighbor which is not a shadowful. So I said, that's not shadow, even if the people wasn't there, they weren't, no problem. And let me say, no, traitor ain't a good one, that's not shadow. How are you talking? So it might be our father, the Uber is not the other one.
Liquid that ooze out from the body of the cow. But if all blood comes out, that's not a yesterday. Even if you disagree with the consultant, not a yesterday, consider it a separate entity. They don't say that this is yesterday from that. It's a separate entity if you all do belong yesterday. There's two parasites living, even though it's, one is a parasite living on the other, but still, but then you have two parasites, and that's not a yesterday from that. Even though medically it was a yesterday. I'm not a doesn't call it yesterday. Now, come on, an argument is there's no nakunim in our office. Whichever way you're going to do it, the zoom blinds the same. That if the cow, the mother cow is a traitor, and she's bred from blood, and she's not a traitor, you may eat that blood. So that's why there's no problem how you eat flesh. By checking the behavior, but maybe the mother or the grandmother, the great-grandmother, all of them, back to social immigration. Maybe one of them was a traitor, and you're not letting all of them. It's not like this month of work. So what's an argument, I'll offer a mic, but who's the other thing, who's the other thing? So Shulchan Aruch, they have an Akhimina. So he says, the only place that is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch, and what Alamaisa you're going to live, is in Hilchos Erev Yom Kippur, when you shlok Katoz. how it's like a fire. The other people who smoke a fire, apparently there's two versions, whether you smoke, you take that chicken from each and every person, or you take one chicken for the men, one chicken for the women. So when I think this guy, quite the world has to take a separate chicken for each and every person and eat the kapara, what do you do when a woman is pregnant? So you take two, or do you take one? The woman's line of prayer is that depends on the Ruba Yerachima, Ruba Magda Umar. The woman's line of prayer is that Ruba Magda Umar, the Ruba Magda Umar, books in the presence of Baba Kali that's been brought, and that's the major dispute, Baba Magda Umar, that's the whole black community, the only black community that the Kali Shemar. And Herbert Kapoor, all the big black community in the Gemara, all the big sects that have covered Kapoor and the Gemara Adam, and President Sahim, other not community by saying Srila Shukhat Naini for the Uber of Shukhat Naini, we don't have any of that stuff today. The only not community, Allah Allah Haithu, that some people still have today is by the pregnant woman when she smokes kapara, how many chickens does she need? There is one of the great postings, there's a Chukhatsaka called Terence Kessler, it's written by the Mughalina Rav. It's found out in Europe in the last century when they have volume and become old. Nobody decided, they're all called Terence Kessler. And then living out the source. One of these great Rabban was living out the source. He retired, was the Rabbina Rab. And he wrote this paper for his cousin. He was in the Erechalei, he was on the bed of the Erechalei years ago. The end issue about abortion. First of all, I might say about abortion. It's not forbidden to make an abortion. The question is, what's the reason? And he said, they're right. If he gave an opinion, he's in the cost of them. He said, they're right, if you need to know about it, it's worth it. There's no maybe. Rita had a thing with it. Rita's a right, Rita's a right on the book. And generally, because there's a real Rita's a right, but there's a right from a Mishnah, from a Gemara, from heaven, from a patient. We assume it's a Rita's a right. But what is the nature of Rita's a right? That's the other issue. But some folks can say, Rita Kavoda. Just like this, I said, let's say I have six figures and I follow up. The sixth figure, that's not Kavoda. I want to have longer, but I have five figures. I cut off the sixth figure and I'm left with four. Rita Kavoda, I cut off my nose. Rita Kavoda, as I do with the medical courtesy. But it's also wrong, and that's what we ask for. Women are going to make an abortion, that's an Easter couple. So either she can't afford to have another baby, they're so poor. I mean, I'm not a looker, I want to buy a home in my children. So the government is using a finger, and it's all given. We need to get right here. I'll give them my right hand, and I'll send me $500,000. And I'll buy my home in my children. So what's that? That's my life. That's my life. I have the home in my children. So the business is itself. Just like you're not allowed to eat Kaiser in order to make $500,000, and you're not allowed to eat Yom Kippur in order to make $500,000. You're not eat Yom Kippur, you eat Kaiser, you've got to be in for the purpose of the government. Or to make an operation, let's say, for cosmetics, or to make an operation to look better. The definition is not called for Kabbalah. So whenever it's the seeking of rules, then it's moved off. Whenever it's for the purpose of the government, then it's moved. But if you want to cut off your hand in order to make money, or if the person wants to donate blood, in order to make money, that you're not allowed to do. That's Kabbalah. That's for making money. So that's like if you're allowed to donate blood for the purpose of the cross message. But to donate blood, not for the purpose of the cross message. You just want to make a couple of dollars to have a relative of mine who couldn't afford, even has any blood, so he couldn't afford to buy a ring. When a Ganesh couldn't afford to buy a nice ring for his car, everybody in the family was very poor. So he donated blood every 2 months, or whatever the minimum time is you have to wait. And they would give him money. So he collected it from a few months of donating his blood, he collected money. And then he got out enough money to buy whatever kind of money he bought for his money. Now he's a very wealthy man. That's the point. He made money in some other area. They take blood for the purpose of making money. That's what he said to them. Let's come over. So what do you mean? But you can't let him, but he has enough money to live. He just wanted to buy a room for his girlfriend when he got engaged. So that's an issue. But if you give him blood, it would have... Oh, okay. If he donated the blood for the sake of the cross-nation, he also had a mind to make a little money on the side of his first all right. If you're hiding the muscle, then it's not as if the agent is drowning in the river. And I learned from this idea to do it at the full of baby yet, and I knew that when you pull a baby, I'm going to ask some fish also. Yeah. I want to eat some fish. I don't shop for the I'm going to fish on the fish shop. Because what that's perfectly all right. If I made you interested, if you drop down, I'm going to walk down the line and say, you're going to have money there. There's some money. Other things don't work out there. Are they going to pay me for saying the same as life? Is there any war? But if my major interest is to drop down, and my major interest is dumb saying, a little amount of that, then dumb fight. But if the major interest is no one else has done any blood every other month, the other members of the family were broke, got nervous,
you know,
so was and no one was giving blood every other month. So what prompted him, what was the major interest that prompted him to give blood every other month? To get money. So his major interest really was to get money. The minor interest was to have something on the side. So that's highly personal. The prospect is that that's not a hassle. You have to have your major motivation should be for the safety of letters, then you have an asset. If you will not do it. So not really, no, it's a humble. Oh, the Krav Maga shows the throne. Krav Maga shows the throne. So the first thing I did was, if a woman wants to have an abortion because she just can't afford to have another child, so that's not the missing. It's like if I don't cut off one of my five fingers, in order to make money on it, you're not allowed. What if a woman is very nervous and she's going to have another baby, she's going to get sick. But another baby she's going to drop dead. She's not going to die from having another baby. But it'll be extremely difficult for her. So if a woman, if a person who has six fingers, you know, you can cut off the six fingers, the person has an ugly face, so all the 99% of the temporary parts in the skin, it is permissible to do cosmetic surgery. A person has ugly feet, so it's also permitted to fool around even if you cause bleeding in the mouth, and bleeding is used to chabola, but you don't say that that's chabola short, so that's the tikkun agur, so that's okay. What if the doctor said, no, the tikkun agur, it's healthier for this woman that she should have an abortion. So the Mishnah says in a horror, and says, Zion in a horror, abort crazy. Says, Zion in a horror is about abortion. The Gemara in Yenison has in that fine bed, quotes the Mishnah. So, the Gemara quotes it. Otherwise, no one would ever know that who had to study the Holocaust. The only people who actually studied the Gathiyahu, the people studying the Sheikh, they studied the Holocaust on the Shnai, the Holocaust, all the other. The Mishnah says, you're only permitted to abort the baby if the mother's life is in danger. What do you mean the mother's life should be in danger? But that Mishnah clearly implies that the violation involved in abortion is an equally secret. You're only permitted to kill the baby if the mother's life is in danger. It's like a raven. The issue of Takana Prakash. But otherwise, they're not about to kill you. So the Tarasketa points out, yeah, the issue here is talking that the woman is already in labor. When the woman is already, Yashua Ramanda, the woman is in labor, then I say that killing the Uber at that stage is an issue that you can. The only time it will be Uber would be when the mother is riding to labor. What if she's not holding by the end? She's not holding it. But if she's way before labor, she's way before that. So maybe then the Eastern is on the Kabbalah. What is the Eastern? So he points out, the Torah Kabbalah points out, there's a Ram, he's there, there are traces. The traces is over time, and we'll play before Sledge is on that. And go up, so there's a Ram, there are traces, don't quote it, it's a whole day. So the Ram talks about this story over here, the Ram in the town. And the Ram says, in Nazar, they do not mean that they quote the Shohan al-Khashmah, the Kabbalah, the Ruby al-Khimah. The Ram says, there's another Nakhimim, but Ruby al-Khimah. What's the violation of aborting the child? We assume that it's an Issa Gerait, it is an Issa Chavola. After all, an Issa Chavola. If never is medically recommended, it would be Mutter. But if it's an Issa Rishikha, then it would only be Mutter to save the life of the mother. So he says, yes, if the woman is ready in labor, or yes, maybe even after the ninth, she enters into the ninth month, maybe even before she's in labor, then we'll assume that it's an Issa Rishikha, and a long time it will be Mutter. To be for life and danger. What if she's not holding by labor, she's not holding by the next month? She's in the middle of the pregnancy. So the Rani assumes that this will be a dispute between Maria and her husband and son, whether the woman be worth it to do an abortion when her life is in danger because it's beneath the institution. The only time it's a hazard is when it's a kind of profession to the mother. Or no, it's only an interhazola. So whenever it's for the good health of the mother, it's medically recommended, not that it's economically recommended. It's medically recommended for the mother, not that she's lazy, she's out there running out and playing tennis, and goes to mahjong parties or whatever. No! His mom's going to be sick from having these babies. Physically sick. Or mentally sick. That's not that it's not her style of it. If the woman is going to be sick and the doctor's going to be medically sick, that's a big enough book, and it wouldn't be any sort of
problem. You know, the baby has a normal like
Oh, so then if Lochelet is an Egyptian student, then when you have, when you call me an Egyptian, then Lochelet makes sense, so this should be an Egyptian. What if I have a growth on my arm? I have a growth. If I have a growth, then I want the growth. Then I want the growth. it's medically not recommended. If the woman has a growth inside of her, it's medically not recommended. No, that's the shining. Everybody agrees, all the partners agree that in an early stage, Tony is a hadrova. When you get to a later stage, you need to see the woman, when is the cutoff point? So somehow that the cutoff point is 40 days. Because his mother said that in the first 40 days of pregnancy, he does not get a suicide rod. And the label of rod is Maya Biyam. It's only Maya Biyam. And after the 40 days, there is no longer Maya Biyam, then it's called an Uber. But then there's another stage of Kovalan Adosho after the ninth month. Question was at the beginning of the ninth month, the end of the ninth month, what's called Kovalan Adosho? The question was the mother, and she'll come up and say, beginning of the ninth month, and then if you have an answer, well, the woman is in labor. So that's the machlokes in the question. What is the cutoff point? Is it the 40 days? Or is it the ninth month? Or is it the labor? One of the contemporary parts in the natural law, the sugar, instead the first time. So that's where a bunch of Feinstein said, what are you talking about? First time, so where did that come from? I don't know how much it's significant at all. That's another nice that whether the woman has to test on tissue or not, she's pregnant for 3 months and she doesn't have to test on tissue. She's pregnant for 3 months and she has to test on tissue. It has nothing to do with we're not talking about the mother has the status of a pregnant, she needs to start on. We're talking about the Uber has the status of a nether, so if you need to reduce it to kill the Uber, or change the neighbor there, it's only you need to have halal to kill the Uber. So we're in the first time that to play a role in this issue. See the 40 days of the cutoff point, the color of the Russia, the beginning of the ninth month, or later. Those are the three sheets that the person has. So this going, the Leila Haredi, this is a famous going. The one who wrote, the Roblina Rabbi, what's the third question? He's Mekal. He's Mekal on the horse. And he's the one that wrote the later part, Romans or Mekal, what's causing his sugar, that's my first question. Now they're like, I've got him for a role, not for trade. He met it all because nobody ever heard of the term Spencer. He never existed. He was one of the great gentlemen at the store. Just anybody knew him. One of the great gentlemen at the store. And the papa, the later heard of his father. That's all the fourth woman to give him up. Right, it says in the Chumash that if you kill the mother of the Chayim, if you kill the Yuba, you're not Chayim. So that's the difference. If you kill the Yuba, you're not Chayim. Even if it should be an equal, it's Nicha, that there's no Chayim. The Chayim is only for the person who's born. And everybody has to do it. That's the part of it. He's established whether the cutoff point is 9 months or the cutoff point is labor. That he's not sure about.
But after 9 months,
he's not
based on
the law. Yes. That's what he said, based on his law, based on Agamemnon. He said, and now Agamemnon says that the blood that's born is not a blood that's born from the faith is Muslim. And the reason that I've been in time having my place is wiser than this. Some said that Uber loved Yerachima. And others said, no, the Uber Yerachima is a type of a very upset. And he quotes that Ron and Abel face it before he discusses it. And the Ron gives this not to me, it's out of worship. The Ron quotes the Gemara Yerachima. He's not Yerachima, that's not the end of the first seven heavens. So it talks about a woman who's chayim, it's a woman who's chayim, it's a woman who's chayim, 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 a woman happens to be pregnant. So the Mishnah says, when Elisha HaMubelek is chayim, ain't I'm seeing him watch a failure. You don't wait till she gives birth to the baby. You give her the meat and let the baby live. You kill her, chayim, you kill her with you. So the Mishnah says, what if you're a shalaman, they don't see any later. Then you wait till the Uber is born. And then you kill the mother. So the Mori asks on that Mishnah, what is the chiddush of the ratio of the Mishnah? That if the woman is pregnant before she is holding by labor. If you don't pay on Kina Lasha Taylor, you don't wait till she gives birth to the baby. So the Mori asks, she's a body, don't wait. about it. And you might have to, I would have thought that you have to wait a while. If you would have asked me, the rabbi would have asked me, I have to wait. But then he came to people, the baby goes in the house out, the mother in the house out, so wait for the baby born. They won't kill the mother. He said, say that after they kill the mother, she did the other. The baby didn't do anything. Why have I to kill the baby? The one should have thought, the answer should be, not cheap, I would have thought, the baby's not coming to the mother, the mother is dead. The mother has to concoct such a halabim. The mother says, if they're in the commission, find the perspective. That if you kill the Uber, you have to pay money to the father of the baby. People in the Chumash said that is the money of the father. I would have thought that the very says you kill the woman because she's house out, whatever. You have no right to demand that the father his money. Shall be dealt. You have no right to demand that the father his money. This is lying over. But that's why the Mishra tells me, based on the fact that you kill the Yisha who is more better, and you ignore the hectic moment of the father. So the Ram says, once it's a shaka almin and you must be the father, shall be dealt. Say Hashem, you would never want to kill a human. They say they would have been. And that's the matter that the Gemara passed in Islam after the Uber and the Arab Iman. And it's only an Isra Hamola to kill a human. Not an Isra, a separate Isra to kill a human. No, not that there's an Isra to kill a human, but an Isra to kill a human. It's only an Isra Hamola because it was an Arab Iman. So if you kill a human anyway, so what do you know? Naka Hamola. You kill a human, but it's kind of Isra. You give me an elected chair. It's kind of Isra for whatever she did. So Naka Hamola. So the human don't know. So that's what the Imam says, and that's the one with the fear that the Pesach, Allah Almighty, that Uzzah and Yerachim, that's what he says. And that the Yitzhak Avola, the Yitzhak of making an abortion, is only an Yitzhak Avola. So that's what the Torah Chesed says. According to that man, whatever is medically recommended, so then it will be permissible. So he thinks he can be made cold. He thinks that even the Rambam, who seems to be very strict regarding swimming the Uzzah, it's only broken when the mother is already in the ninth month, or when the mother is already yes, Rav Amanta. But before that, he thinks even the Rambam would agree with all the other Rishonim. That it's only Mitzvah Hagola, and it would be Mitzvah the Mokum medical stuff. And other person didn't agree, but the Rambam said it, that you can see the whole Rambam doesn't hold like that, but the Rambam is black and white. The Rambam said, he didn't invent the Rambam, he discovered the
Rambam.
He said that the name of the baby she keeps a few younger daughters. So as a gym, when a baby is born, baby boy, you have to do the business on the 8th day. So you know, my second Shabbos has a machlekes on the loy. Every month says it's a machlekes on the loy. And I don't talk to him. No conclusion. So he talks to him, he says, take it to the appreciate it. Yes, no, maybe. So you might have appreciate it. Yes or no. We don't know. So we have to maybe. We go over from the book of it. You might have this side. The Torah has two dinners written one after the other. One din is that the mother is Yomedet, is Tmeya for the first 7 days and she gives birth to a boy. And she's Tmeya for the first 2 weeks, the 14 days and she gives birth to a girl. And then it says in the Chumash also that the baby boy has to have a dinner on the 8th day. One after the other for the Shema. Is there any relationship? Totally unrelated. Some of the Torah is Lachut. And the Lima the Shema is Lachut, two different meanings. The Gemara has a Machlokes Tamara, and maybe somehow the two should be connected. Maybe, and it's Machlokes Tamara, and Machlokes Tamara, and the Shara HaFaz. Maybe the Rambam says, only if Imos, male Eidah. If the mother is Tamara, if the birth was in such a fashion that the mother is male Eidah, then you have a deal of Milo Bizman. If the mother is not male Eidah, then there's no Milo Bizman. Might not be in it. But that's the Shara, what if there was a cesarean delivery? Because the Rambam says, the only time the mother is male labor is if the labor was a natural labor. If it's cesarean, then the emo is not male labor. When it's up on I, but let it up on, we talk to them, she's not. It's a 38 cesarean. The leader, so we talk to myself on, that whenever it's a rape cesarean, whenever it's a cesarean, if there's no two-month-old labor, it's not for a week, and not for 14 days. So what if there was a cesarean birth? Is there a requirement for Milo of his mama on the 8th day? And not at all. So because of this machoite, and because of the trouble of life, that's because we're going to come and go to the lecture. What is going to come and go to the lecture? So if, let's say the baby is born on Sunday, actually not Mount Aiden Valley that you have to wait for next Sunday, or maybe the visitor of Nigel this month. But on the other hand, if the Nigel is in Nigel, if the Nigel took place on Shabbos, you're not allowed to do the Brit Mila until next Shabbos, but you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos either, because maybe there is no Mika Mila this month on the 8th day. Maybe you could have done the Mila on Sunday, or the 6th day, maybe you could have done it. And you can do it tomorrow, there's no Mila this month. We are mistook because we also allow the Mila to be done on the Saturday of the Shabbos. But if it's on a weekday, then we don't do it within the 36 days, you wait till the 17th. So that's the thing. Let's put this in one of us. Let's put this in one of us. I would have a Syrian delivery, so discuss it and we say that it's not very good. So there is a strange Gemara in the second paragraph of Chayim. The Gemara actually says that they were asking Hashai was not presented as a virgin who comes pregnant. So some interpret the Gemara that they focus on that the Christian faith is a leading for the Christian faith. Another said, Rashi, Rabbeinu Chananel says, no hidden kavanah, from the halakhic issue, not the later, yes. So Rashi was not about something like this. As soon as the recording of Bell was not permitted to marry the Uber, he said to himself, who is he to marry me? A place kind of permitted to marry an Almanin, marry a woman who is not a virgin. He said, well, I've made doctors too. So what if the girl went by the same parish, she never had any relations with anyone? But he's pregnant? Yes, how should he become pregnant? He doesn't know. So the woman wants to know, is it far-fetched that a girl should become pregnant without having had relations, so shouldn't we assume that she's telling the truth? And thank God it's permitted to marry this pregnant girl? But they know that we have to assume that she's telling the lie, and thank God it's not lying now. So now she wants that to be more appropriate. Okay. So the more debate how far-fetched it is that a girl should become pregnant, a woman should become pregnant without having had the physical meal. Rabbeinu Chananel has a wild interpretation of that gemara. Certainly Rabbeinu Oyerbach points out because he doesn't understand what drove, what compelled Rabbeinu Chananel to say that shah. But he says we have to observe the chumrah that comes out from Rabbeinu Chananel. So take the story to the source of Rabbeinu Chananel. Called the Bella Dina Kabbalah. So he has to think that maybe he heard it each and each since the Amaloi, since the day. He had to tell us. We have now sometimes just calling all traditions, sometimes saying something new. We don't now have a different interpretation. We more than focus that a woman takes an affair and becomes pregnant without really having had relations with a man, and she became pregnant and she went to the Arafat. So what's the Shabra? She wants the Shabra, the foolish in the Shabra mouth. What's the Shabra? So the Rabbeinu Chananel learned that the Gemara starts to give whether the Gemara of Mila is Mano or not. Whether the Mila is Berch of Shabbos, whether it's the Mila of Shemini, whether she's male or later. The thing is that if the baby was born not the normal way, if it's a daily delivery, there's no too much of letters, and there's no Mila, the topic is the Mila is Mano, if it's Mano. So what if the conception was not in the normal fashion? The conception was artificially inseminated. The woman was artificially inseminated. That's what the Bible says. That's not the natural way. It is natural, but he's not willing to say that. He says it's still not the natural way. Because the current of the woman is artificially inseminated, her own husband is female. Not talking shy, it's not a woman and husband are married, she can't conceive like this. They have to have the assistance of the doctor to artificially inseminate the woman. So she didn't conceive in a natural way. So he says, Rabbeinu Chananel learned that Jesus is the mother's suffering, whether the woman is to male or later. According to that, Rabbeinu Chananel is the suffering of the mother, so the neighbor would not be there for Shabbos, and they wouldn't see her taking up that. Because there's a suffering of Rabbeinu Chananel. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, the suffering of the mother, whether that's called a Yom Kippur. The conception not only applies when the laser was in an unnatural form, but the conception was unnatural. So, when the Rambam writes in one of his sermons that we should be more arrogant than many women, because many women are artificially inseminated or in other forms of conception, other than a natural form, the concept of Hanan, the Lila should not be there to shabby, the Lila should be there to be.